Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, let's do this.
Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, who's that, please?
It's Tim off Norwich.
Tim off Norwich, how can I help?
Well, I just want to say, I got my first full-time job this week, and now I really know what It's Only Blake Friday is all about.
Right, OK, so what were you doing before this full-time job?
I just graduated. I was a student.
Oh, OK, so you didn't really get the value of IOBF before now?
Not really, no.
But now you totally appreciate it because you're a bit knackered at the end of the working week.
I do, yeah, totally knackered.
Oh, it put it in a new kind of perspective for you, did it?
It did, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm glad you enjoyed it. It was just a noise to you probably before, wasn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Weird guy shouting.
How was your first week?
It was all right. Knackering, so I had to get up at 7:30, but I've never done before.
And what time were you normally getting up when you're a student?
About 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock.
Yeah, so 7:30's a bit harsh, isn't it? For the first week's a bit of a shock.
A little bit.
You're going to love the Wonder Years tonight, I tell you.
Am I?
Oh, yeah, it's going to... Like, seriously, because it's in the same way it's only been Friday, it felt different, so will the Wonder Years at 5 o'clock, right?
Oh, awesome.
Welcome to the world of everybody else.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you too, Scott. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. We're talking yesterday, this happens every year, we have to mention this. Loads of people are about to go back to university, and we were saying you need to go there single, because even though you think it's going to work with your boyfriend or girlfriend, really not. It's not, because, you know, you're going to university. It's going to be fun. You don't want to be attached at that time. It makes sense. And everyone says, oh no, but we will make it work. No, you won't. Sorry. Em's been on saying, hi, I'm single, but I'm going to uni with my ex-boyfriend. We are kind of having catered meals together and classes in the same building, but he is my ex. But I am single. But I think that what's going to happen is I suspect we'll either end up having a giant fallout during our time at uni or wind up getting married. What do I do? Okay, and then at the end she's put, PS, I know it's a long shot, but is there any chance I could have Greg James's number? he's coming to your freshers week soon, so ask him then. Yeah. You know, I'll make him aware. Right, Kanye West is coming up, and also that very special version of Shiver from Coldplay, which was recorded in the dressing room at the Hampden Park gig with Joe Wiley. It's very special. That's coming up after 4:30. And also in the next 30 minutes, before the Wonder Years, obviously, I know listening to this show every day is a fairly big commitment. It's a big commitment. And even downloading the podcast takes some time. We have now come up with a way where you don't really need to listen to this show at all now. You can just tune in between 4:30 and 5 on a Friday and you get everything that's happened in the last week in about 3 minutes in a special mix from our good friend Slagula Spills. And that's coming up very soon. Don't really need to listen anymore. See, I'm just making it easier for you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Today, Joe Wiley did her last show on the weekdays on Radio 1. It's a bit sad, really. But she's going to be on weekends. We're looking forward to hearing Joe and Edith on the weekend. At Joe's house earlier, it was all going off. Jay-Z popped around her house, like he does, and apparently was a thoroughly nice bloke. He absolutely loved it. Now, I'm supposed to be seeing Joe for a little drink tonight. Just her and a few friends and stuff. But it's also... just realised it's the night that we all get stuck to our sofas by Derren Brown. Now that, I think you'll find, listeners, is a bit of a problem, isn't it? Now what do I do? Do I record it? But I'm worried will I still get stuck to my sofa if I record it and watch it back? Do you have to be watching it live to get stuck? Or if I do record it and decide to watch it more than once, will I get stuck to the sofa every time I record it? If anyone knows the answers to these questions, then please do text in on 81199, because I've got half a mind to text Jo now and ask her to provide a big screen at her drinks thing this evening so that we can all get stuck to our chairs or sofas whilst watching Darren and socialising at the same time. Obviously, there'll be a bit where we'll be watching TV, but I think it'll be quite a nice thing to do together on Jo's last day. On the daytimes, get stuck on a sofa with her. I'd quite like that. So do I text her and ask him for a big screen? Because what happened before, when he did the Russian roulette one, the pub said they would only show sport on their big screens. So the one that doesn't speak managed to persuade them that Russian roulette is sport, and they let us show Darren Brown's Russian roulette thing. I'm just wondering if we can do the same tonight. So that's what I want to know. Do I record it or do I go to Joe's and text her now and ask if some big screen entertainment is possible? I don't know. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
You know me, I'm all about making life easier generally for you. And I would just like to say at this point, thank you so much to every single one of you who has listened to this show over the years. I value you all. I value every single text message, every single email that you've sent, every single phone call. Thank you so much for listening. And I'm not going as well, that's fine. If you can't listen all the time, though, I understand you're busy, you know. Sometimes downloading the podcast is just a bit of a hassle. So what we've done is cram the last week of shows into this amazing 3-minute Slagular Skills miss. This is what you've missed. And Kirsty, what have you got on the email machine?
Anyone good on? Because I have some good acts down there, no, you know.
Scott Mills was on, so not really.
No,
what a shame. I don't want a duff up situation. Duff up.
We're like the new Rosemary and Thyme. Rosemary and Thyme.
Oh my God, I'm the new Jerry Halliwell. Look at me.
I was on a date once with a girl, invited back to her house, and she had the biggest Tim Bernard I've ever seen in my life.
Right.
And it absolutely hated me. It was sat there growling at me and all sorts.
You comparing season boards to Mother Teresa?
Are you going to tell me who this is at the moment?
It's Cheryl.
I don't even know. I find quite frightening. That sort of boiled egg with a face painted on.
Wind your neck and some. Wind your neck and some.
Camden.
Hey.
Come on.
What are you on about, Mary?
Saucy. Hey? Saucy ladies. Ladies with no clothes on.
Don't be so silly. I've been in them for years.
Ladies and gentlemen, Susan Boyd, Susan Boyd. Ladies and gentlemen, Susan Boyd, Susan Boyd.
Ow! 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 Ow!
I saw that Gerard Butler. That Gerard Butler.
Go on, Gerard.
There was a guy who had Kanye pinned against the wall. He was screaming at him.
Auto-tune for your phone. Phone.
Becky's on holiday. She's gone with the Greek. But it's raining all week.
It's only Marvin off JLS.
Hey, Scott, how you doing, mate?
Be honest, did you have to put some things away in a drawer or cupboard that you don't really want Joe to see?
Well, that's what I'm going to be doing tonight when I get.
Do you guys still have the cheerleading calendars that you robbed off us at Christmas?
Aston has got that in his bedroom.
Where is your mum going tonight, please?
She's going to the Insurance Fraud Awards.
The Insurance Fraud Awards?
Did she put in a massively bad claim?
Need Animax fanny packs. Get down, Grandma, with Animax granny slacks. Animax cranny wax.
I'd love to meet this Animax. She sounds awesome.
Just beetroot. Hello, I'm Keira Knightley. Just beetroot.
Hi, I'm Gaga.
A whole meal made out of beetroot is just beetroot.
Yes.
Just beetroot.
just beetroot.
Just beetroot.
Beyonce had the best pork pie this year.
Tell me who this is.
This is Gordon Brown.
And are you quite important?
Brown. That's you calling the Prime Minister. Here he is. He's off of cricket. It's Alistair Cook.
Does your mum teach science, Alistair?
She does teach science.
Oh, yeah, apparently she's really cool, but could she just slow down a bit with the homework?
Yeah. That's from Kay from Colchester.
Pass that on. Perhaps.
If you could pass that on to your mum, that'd be amazing.
I will do.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Another question about this Darren Brown thing. What if I get bored halfway through it and decide to change channels? Am I then stuck on the sofa for the rest of my life? Amazing.
Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1 podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.